I just wanted to say, I can't to continue the Rav. Who am I to speak after the Rav? But so whatever I'm saying is still the power of the Rav. I'm able to say things that will be accepted on your heart. So we have to look deeply. How much we could receive on these days now before Hashanah. I just heard a story last Motzei Shabbos. I heard a story, very, very strengthening story. 120 years ago, there was a Rebbe. His name was the Divrei Shmuel from Slonim. He had a chassid that used to come to him every Rosh Hashanah. Used to come to him, and he became very rich. Also, he had good luck. I don't know if it's good luck or bad luck, but he had luck and he had a lot of money. He continued coming to the Rebbe. More rich, and he continued coming to the Rebbe. He became even more, very, very rich. And then he stopped going to. He needs a fancy bed and fancy vessels. He can't come to the Rebbe with a Pashut Chassid. Okay. The Balagan, like in Uman. He doesn't want to go. He stopped coming to the Rebbe. After a few years, the Rebbe was going in the train somewhere 120 years ago. Someone comes over to him. You see this guy? He's here, the rich guy, he's here. The guy who used to come, he's not coming. And they tell him that he's sitting in the business class. What? I'm not going in there. There's a lot of gaiva in there. I don't want to go into such a business class. How can I go in there? It's Ichsan. Call him to come to me, to the regular class. The Rebbe wanted to buy the Rebbe in business class. He said, no, no. Me? No, I can't go into business class. There's no air over there. I don't want that dirty air. So he calls the guy, this chassid, come to me. He comes to the Rebbe. He came to the Rebbe in the regular class. So the Rebbe asked him, how much are you worth? How much money wise, financially, how much are you worth? The Rebbe wants money. Yeah, he took out a check. He wants to write a check to Rebbe. I have a lot of money. I'll be my atonement for all my situation, my spiritual situation. So the Rebbe says, wait. First tell me, how much are you worth? So you make calculation, you sat a few minutes, and let's say $30 million. That's not just an example.
$30 million.
The Yetzer Hara paid $30 million to cause you to stop coming. Still $30 million, you're still yourself. You have $30 million? He stops coming. How much is I worth? If he paid so much for you not to come, how much am I worth? Go. I don't want your money. I have a lot more than what you have. And he threw the check away. What do we learn from this?
How much am I
worth? How much is each Jew worth? Look how much the Yitzhak's effort is putting into us to move us away from going to the Rebbe. So someone added, I told him someone he added, how much the Yitzhak's paid that the iPhones will go out to the world? All this internet and iPhones? Millions of
Yitzhak's.
How much are we worth? Look how much money they have to put out
there. How much
are we worth? We're worth a lot, huh? That's what we have to know. Sometimes I think, what are we worth? A Torah, a Tefillah, not like it used to be in the old tzaddikim. Each one does something. Everyone knows exactly who he is inside. But I see how much money the Yisrael is investing in order to make me stumble. Then I know I'm really worth. That's what we forget. Forget how much you're really worth. You put out millions to catch each neshama, to make us stumble. How much are we worth? If we're not worth so much, how come you spend so much money on us? So on the side of dusha, how much is worth? I heard a beautiful mashal. Parable? There was a farmer. A simple guy. He never saw a train. Never saw a train. A train came out 150 years ago. He never saw a train. It's not new, but it's not old. Someone came and told him there's a train. There's a train. I have to make some money and go on the train. I want to see it. He doesn't have a lot of money. He put it all the time aside, a few pennies. He goes to the place where they buy the tickets. Tells him, give me a good seat. So give him all the cash, the change he gives him.
You see,
you can put him also in business class. You know? He gives him a ticket, and he doesn't know business, what business. He goes in and sits wherever he sits. He can sit in a business class with fancy seats. What does he care? The train's going, he's going with it. He has a kartis, he's going in business. Who sat in is where he sat? Low class. Suddenly comes the inspector and everyone's running away because they didn't pay. So he tells, he also has to run. The inspector caught it. Where are you going? Come over here. Where's your ticket? Gives him the ticket. So what are you doing here? You're in business class. Why are you here? Also, we think, oh, the world is so... We have a ticket in business class. We're the holy nation. We have tickets to go wherever we need to go. With fares. Suddenly everyone's running after money. After we're also running. And then the inspector comes and says, where are you going after this to the world? You have a ticket, you're a Jew, you can go anywhere. Why are you running after this world? What are you going crazy after this world? What did I think? We're going to Uman. We're going to Rabbeinu. What a big schus we have. Be with the tzaddik. Also there, there's people who don't know that they're in business class. Also there, it's like that we waste our time. We don't. Why do we go to Uman? To be with everyone together and to daven. To the. It doesn't make a difference which many you are, but. To, you don't take advantage of the time to daven strong, to learn, to like you need to do. We're business. We're first class. To make every moment worthwhile. I saw it in the Meshech Chochma. Meshech
Chochma is Aosamech.
Not Aosamech, the Yeshiva.
Right.
I said it by the Bachurim, I want to say it again over here. Even the Bachurim will hear it again. Lo Nora. Second time is even better to hear. You have to know, he says, how much you have to thank Hashem. And the Rav, it's all around thinking. And we really have to think. Look how he writes over here. It's beautiful. Because he didn't, instead of serving Hashem, with happiness, because he had so much, he didn't. Some of that person goes into an event. Panasa, I don't have my wife. It's not the best. Could be better. Apartment? I don't have an apartment. If I would have had an apartment, I could have served Hashem. Happiness is so much good. I don't have love code. I don't have so much. Chaim Brisk, when he sent Anevo Shana for someone to daven for me, for him, Chaim Brisk was a huge. He sent a Meir Simcha of Davinsk tzetzel that says his name, daven for me. He mentioned him in davening, in prayer. No, it's a day of judgment to have a sister. Please mention me. Chaim Vriz, the holy.
Let's
look at
this.
Adam Rishon was born.
Gemara
says in Eruvin and Samachay. How much did he have the toil until he had what to eat? He plowed and sowed and everything, you know, all the 10 processes. And then he ate. And us, we just walk into the makolet, we give 5 shekels or 3 for 10. There's bread though there. You don't do anything. You do anything? No. You do work and making
it.
Hashem prepared the world through the generation until he prepared the world according to the generation that it's in. Look at all the. For example, I want to go to Meron. I remember I used to go 6 hours to Meron. To go from here, to Haifa, another to Tzfat, and Tzfat, to Meron, to Tel Aviv, and there's this. It wasn't a normal ride that you take a bus directly to Tzfat. Even to Bnei Brak, I had to get a bus to Tel Aviv, and then a big bus from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak. It took a couple of hours. Shmuel was at least a meshachlel, making it sophisticating the world. Today, without air conditioning, without heat, could you live? No. I remember how we used to heat the house. We took a hot water on the fire, and for the fire, I heated the fire. That's it. I heated up the house. I don't know if it's healthy. What's healthy? Not. Maybe it's healthier. That was the situation.
Yeah.
Today, to put a pot for hot water for heating the house, it's a joke. Put a radiator in the wall, air conditioner, all the things. Look how much Chesed Hashem gave us all these sophisticated things. If you look at the situation that we live in, the. We don't need to pull out water from the pit,
yeah.
And from the well.
Yeah.
I remember On Rosh Hashanah, to go on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, if it was like this year, to shech to chickens. I went with the chickens to the shech. There was no fridge. We had to. She left two chickens for Shabbos, and I went on Friday Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't so simple. You had to take off all the, to pluck it, and then to pluck it. Until we saw finally the chickens ready. Tell women today to start the plucking chickens. Can they make a woman pluck chicken? And how much is there when she did it? There's still half of it was still on it. I could say a million things. Also in spirituality. Let's see in this present. How much Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all the tzaddikim, prepared for us the way that we will be able to live in this generation like Jews. How much they suffered in Mitzrayim in order for us to receive the Torah. How much in each all the previous generations. The Baruch Hu always sent Rabbi Akiva and he sent the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the Baal Shem Tov and Rabbeinu. Look how much he does to us from all directions. Chazonish. He saved the Gur Rebbe so they have Gur. So much wonderful things. How come the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing with us? Strengthen us. All the books today we have. So he says, and all these huge tzaddikim, they were bright light, which they shine our souls. All these tzaddikim, they are bright light. They shine to our souls. Each one of them, a person is able to cleave to the true, the only true one. What is a person needs such to be so thankful to Hashem for all this? And this is what means to be happy both in physical world and spiritually.
It's true, we have some suffering through our lives, but look how much good we also have in our lives. Even Schuttenstein we have. We can read it in English, in French. You want to learn here, you have Mestivta, you have... A wonderful thing, right? This, what's it called in English?
Of course, I shall. But I don't do tomorrow. But I don't do healthy.
All these masechtas that never, no one learned for years. Now everyone learns them. Daf Yomi, doing Eruvin, Yevam, all these Harbor Sechtas. He has the Shudinstein, he goes through the Shas. In English, it's called the Yogmar. Just what's your more in English? Article. So Mir is giving us the chiddush, how much we're worth, and how much could we grab more and more, and to receive more and more. To be happy with Hashem, and to know how much we're worth.
Amen.
Amen.